Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Ash Brown. This is the Ash Brown Uncensored podcast show. I talk about every and or anything that I feel like talking about. Why? Because it's my show, because I do it my way, and that's just it. Okay, so I just got off of a very just weird phone call with a relative that was just, this is exactly why I don't deal with a lot of my family, because a lot of them are just very close-minded, narrow-minded, ill-will, ill-spirited. The list goes on. It just goes on. That's a whole nother topic. But I never get when people get really squeamish and really judgmental when I tell them that I don't want to have children. Now, that doesn't mean that if I meet a great guy and he's got a kid or two that I won't help mentor those children and help them to become really awesome adults, really well-bounded, just really grounded people in this world, because eventually they will be the ones to take over when we're all gone. So it doesn't mean that. It's just the whole pregnancy thing, the whole childbirth thing, not my cup of tea. And I've met a lot of guys that have tried to change my mind about it, in all honesty. I've met a lot of guys, even with kids, that have tried to curb my thought process on this. But I knew this from the time I was 10 years old. I will never forget. I came downstairs my 10th birthday and I told my mom, I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to have kids. And she's like, what do you mean? I was like, yeah, it's just, I don't think it's for me. And she's like, oh, when you get older, you're going to change your mind. When you get older, you're going to change your mind. It's going to change for you. You say this now, but I knew at that young age, I didn't want kids. Absolutely not. And that's just stayed true for me all these years later. I still don't want to do that. It's just not my cup of tea. And I get it that men, a lot of men, not all, but some men want to continue their lineage and mark their relationship with you or mark the connection with you with a child. And I get that. And that is a very important thing for some people. But equally, I think that they should find someone that shares that ideal process of wanting to bring more people into this world and really just trying to mold that, and someone that equally matches it. Asking a person every week, well, if God came down and told you that you had to have my seed, then what would you do? Or, you know, well, if I really, really begged you and really, really asked you, all that's doing is turning me off to you, sir. You're turning me off to you. The more that you ask, the more that you're completely out of the running of being my man. The more that they ask, it is absolutely absurd. It is. But there are some guys out there that will continue to ask and continue to curb your idea. Like I said, I don't mind helping to rear children. I've done it since I was a child, in all honesty. Two things are going to happen when you leave me with a child. They're going to be clean and they're going to be fed. Now, whether or not they like me or not, that's to be seen. But those are the two things. I don't hang around dirty kids. Mm-mm. Not dirty, not doing it. And they're not going to be hungry. No. And they're going to be entertained. Even if that's me putting on a Disney film or whatever the case is, they're going to be content. We may not be the best of friends, which in a lot of situations, that was the case. We just were besties. But as far as me, and then also I do have stability, and I understand this is not going to work for every guy. And guess what? If this doesn't work for you, sir, guess what? I am not the female for you. I am not that chick. Because yes, I do have standards about myself. I am nearly 40 years old and I have standards, and there's certain things that I will not, I'm not going to curve on. I'm just not. I'm not a 20 something year old that hadn't lived life, hadn't been through anything, hadn't seen in the world, hadn't been through situations. No, not going to do it. I dated a guy one time. He had a young child and I just kind of fell into babysitter mode all the time. Like, so it was less of us going out and more of, oh, can you watch my son? Oh, can you watch my son? I'm not doing that no more. Those days are done, sir. So another stipulation for me is if he has kids, they can't be young. They cannot be young kids. They need to be able to walk, talk, clean themselves. I go to the restroom on their own. I don't mind. I keep wet wipes. And now with COVID and everything, I keep all kind of sanitary stuff around me. There's always some kind of rubbing alcohol, peroxide pads. There's going to be some cleaning situations going on. All right. I keep the baking soda on tap. We keep it on the side. All right. But as far as me changing Pampers, we're not doing that. We are not. No, sir. No, sirree, Bobby. No, no, no. We not doing Pampers. We not doing pull-ups. You know how to go to the bathroom. And kids, I get it. There's going to be accidents. There's going to be problems. That has no problem. Because you know what? I'll put an extra cap full of detergent in the washer. I sure will. And maybe a drop or two of some eucalyptus oil. Drop that mug in there. It's going to smell better than it smelled initially. So I have no problems in cleaning up after a child. But as far as running behind them and changing Pampers, because that stuff is expensive. I don't know if y'all know. Pampers are not cheap. Mm-mm. Pampers are not cheap. Even in today's world, Pampers are expensive. And now you're getting to the place where there are so many different size Pampers. You got Pampers for preemies. You got Pampers for oversized kids. You got to know which size. Mm-mm. I'm not doing that. If that is your story, sir, do not even approach me. We are not going Pampers shopping together. Not doing it. Nope. 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 And as far as me being knocked up, that is not even police. My mom always said, and she was so right, old people should not have children. All right. If you old, don't do it. Let it go. That ship sailed. When it sailed, then that's cool. That's just the way that it was supposed to be. Because I've seen too many unruly children in this world that were brought on by people that were pregnant after 50. That is absolutely crazy. What were you thinking, ma'am, sir, sir, ma'am? Right now, I've heard about a friend of a friend who, this man is 63 years old. He married a 24-year-old. And this 24-year-old had substance abuse problems, got pregnant, left him with the baby, and she's just gone off on a binger. So this 63-year-old man got this brand new baby, and his 85-year-old mother is helping him raise this child. Yeah, devil's a liar. Devil is a liar, and that is not the story for my life. Nope, 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 nope. There's so much more that I'm going to accomplish, so much more that I want to do in this world. And having a child is not one of those things. That's just for me personally. I can only speak for myself. That's never been something that I've wanted to do. And that much has not changed about it. Has not changed in the least. I'm not knocking those that do, because everyone's different. Everyone's situation is different. Everyone's life choices are different. For me personally, that's just not my cup of tea. That's all I'm saying. So when people get all up and on, well, you can't say that. You shouldn't say that, because you're going to. I ain't tricking nobody for nothing. All right. So if they know from Jump Street, she ain't trying to have no babies, let's not even waste each other's time. Let's just save each other the time, all of that effort. Let's just save each other all of that by just having all our cards out on the table. Because I feel like back in the day, a lot of people, namely women, would trick these men into situations or try to have babies on them purposely to lock them in and keep this man. If the man don't want you, I say don't even worry about it. I wouldn't be concerned, wouldn't be worried about it. None of that stuff. So no, I'm not hiding it. I'm not shaming it. And people have been doing this to me since I was in my 20s, I'd say. College age. And I would say that, and they go, oh my gosh, don't say that. Don't say that you're going to turn this man off. Or don't say that you're going to let him look. He needs to know the truth. I'm not going to sit up here and pretend and lock in with somebody and fall in love and all this good stuff. And this man is expecting me to bear his child. And that is not something that I am willing to do. That's something he should know up front. Before he wastes his time. Before I waste my own time. So, that was just a random thought. It's just a random sec. I can't make this type of stuff up. I could try, but I don't think it would be nearly as entertaining. If I really tried to piece some stuff together, I really don't believe it would be that entertaining. Mm-mm, I don't think so. I really don't. But, that's my little blurb for the day. I hope that you guys are having a great, fantabulous week. All that good stuff. I got some really awesome interviews and exclusives on the way. So make sure that you're staying tuned, that you're following your girl all across social media. The Ash Said It Daily podcast show, over 1,600 episodes, 500,000 streams worldwide. It's on every single platform. So no matter if you're listening on Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn app. We're everywhere. All right. So there's no getting away from it. So I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. Yeah, nah. I'm here. So anyways, I'm going to get back to some work. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Deuces.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.